This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. Low-income schools have a tough time paying for field trips, and parents often don't have room in the budget for after-school activities. That's why the Dallas Arboretum is bringing the great outdoors inside some local schools. Edwin J. Keast Elementary in East Dallas has all the buzz and activity of a typical school. Listen closely, though, and you'll hear some noises not characteristic of a fifth-grade classroom.
Maybe just one more cup and we'll be full.
These students are tending to a 6-foot-tall hydroponic tower bursting with flora. Think high-tech vertical garden that's lit from within. These green thumbs know what's growing, too.
We plant basil,
spinach.
This is lettuce.
Parsley.
That's parsley.
The ones that are colorful are obviously rainbow chard.
7 weeks in, the seeds have more than taken root. Take it from 10-year-old Jesus Cruz.
We have a tower, a plant tower. Our plants are turning out real great. One is actually already almost done.
The tower is the centerpiece of a 9-week course led by the Dallas Arboretum. Once a week after school at Keast and 3 other local elementaries, there's a hands-on activity, discussion, games, and a lesson. Today, kids are refilling the hydroponic tower, measuring plant growth, and learning about life cycles. Jesus says he's getting a lot out of it.
I like it. It's educational and very inspiring.
A lot of students at Keast have never been to the Arboretum, and many of their parents struggle to pay for after-school activities. Principal Yasmin Cruz, no relation to Jesus, says the 50 spots for this program were gone in a snap.
Our parents are constantly asking for enrichment opportunities at our campus, and when we have those enrichment opportunities that are so educational and instructional, even after school, they jump in really fast.
The Arboretum pays for an educator to come to Keast, pays for a teacher from the school to stay late and help out, and provides all the materials. This coming spring, the Arboretum will also foot the bill for a field trip.
It is an expense. We have to pay transportation, so we're very fortunate that with this program, our scholars can go to the Arboretum for free. We are going to have about 250 students going to the Arboretum very soon.
Perhaps most importantly, the kids are involved in a program that interests them and bulks up their science knowledge. Ann Luke is science enrichment manager at the Dallas Arboretum and says that's why this program was created 12 years ago.
It was a result of looking around and seeing that local schools needed some help with their science scores.
When this course wrapped up last year, more than 90% of students reported that what they learned helped them with their classwork. And Luke says it's also a great way to engage kids with working parents who'd otherwise be on their own after school.
The students love the program. They're excited about it. We love to see them getting excited about science and understanding those concepts. Then they have somewhere to go. They don't have to go home to an empty apartment or an empty house.
Abdomen, right? Everybody say that?
Abdomen!
Okay.
Instead, they're learning the body parts of a bee, checking on their plants and preparing for that final day harvest when they'll get to sample their leafy greens in a classmate's salad. 10-year-old Shirley Gill still can't believe how quickly their hydroponic tower sprang to life.
I think it was really fast. Like, I didn't know it was going to grow that fast. I thought it would, take a month to grow like that.
Now she knows, and she's proud of the work her class has done. Let's just hope that pride carries over when she takes that first bite of rainbow chard. Courtney Collins, KERA News.